Westchester County's 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, joined on the line now by the Director of Planning and Zoning for the town of Greenwich, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you. I'm well.
All right. What are some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Well, first we started off with a decision on the renovation of the downtown train station. That was just the vote. The commission closed at our prior meeting, and I'm happy to report that we have the commission has approved the renovation. So hopefully over the next few years we'll have a nice renovated space down by the railroad.
All right. What were some of the things that are going to be part of that?
So there will be some outdoor amenity space for the restaurant at the corner of Greenwich. There's going to be a new, essentially what's happening is the old movie theater is coming down and it's being replaced by new retail space. Most of it is being designed, what appears to be for restaurant use. And there'll be sort of an anchor restaurant in the new space and at the corner of Greenwich Ave and Steamboat. Railroad, I should say, and Steamboat. The hours of the operation for the actual train station will be expanded so that it'll be open and available for people to use. More hours a day, basically 5 o'clock, 5 in the morning till about 10 at night, weeknights, and close to the same, about 8:30 on the weekends. And then there'll be some pedestrian improvements in front of the train station, new crosswalk, new curbing, relocated plantings along the street trees, some just a general facade upgrade of all the buildings over there. Everything kind of looks tired now. So, but function-wise, it'll stay almost exactly the same as it is now, with just a little bit of new exterior.
Do you know if there's going to be a lot of disruption while this work is going on when it starts?
So the commission made a very good big point about that in the discussion, and the applicant also knows that that's going to be a big factor. So they've given us preliminary logistics. They also have to work with the railroad because the railroad's very particular about work with next to their track. So there's a lot of oversight here, and coordination needs to happen. So we will be doing our best to make sure that we're not shutting down roads at all hours of the day, and making sure that deliveries and other things will be handled in a way that will definitely not affect commuters, but also traffic in the area.
All right, Pat, what else from last night?
The second item on the agenda was the municipal improvement and site plan for pedestrian improvements on Delavan Ave and Byram. The comments that were received for DPW, who was proposing this, were somewhat positive from everybody, just a little detail work that the commission and some members of the public were suggesting about the curb geometries and some of the landscaped areas and where parking will be relocated to or not. So the commission decided to leave it open just so that those final plans, which DPW said they could turn around fairly quickly, were available and viewed and being considered. So that's going to go to the next meeting.
Okay.
Next, we had 140 Hamilton Ave. That is a commercial business in Chickahominy on the corner of Charles and Ham Ave. And they're looking to expand or put in, I should say, a parking lot in the rear of the building. There presently is no parking lot there. There's an issue with the zoning regulations where it precludes businesses to have driveways exiting onto residential streets with residential zones across from them. This is the case here. The commission is suggesting, and I think properly so, is to make that a parking lot for the residential tenants in the building and not the commercial ones. That would allow them to, you know, maybe lessen the amount of parking spaces that they're designing, shorten the curb width, which would in turn reduce the number of street spaces that would be lost, and work out some of the drainage issues that have been raised with the amount of impervious going on. So that application was also held open and to a later meeting. The next application was Thomas C. Foley and the NTC Group. This is essentially a reorganization of lot lines at the properties of 062 and 76 Cackamwood Road in Central Greenwich. the property owner there, property owners there, I should say, have three parcels. They are reorganizing them into two. There's a little bit of a history with the properties about prior approvals, and so the commission just wanted to make sure that all the proper practices were being followed. So they agreed that they were, and the application was approved to revise the property lines and create two lots where there were three. The sixth item on the agenda was James Campbell, and that is a commercial property. Actually, it's in two zones, commercial and residential, on Sound Beach Avenue. People know it probably as a Taekwondo studio. There's actually a house behind that, and it's awkwardly sited on the lot where the house spans the property line between the front building and the rear. The applicant and the property owner there wants to sell the property, and they are very much trying to figure out a way to reorganize the lot so that can happen. The commission decided that it would be better to make a few tweaks with the way that the notes would be on the map that were going to be filed with this, and they approved the reorganization of the lot for that property. Seven is a text amendment that pertains to corner lots in the LBR2 zone that would be providing affordable housing and mixed uses on the property to possibly reduce street side yard setbacks in commercial zones when commercial properties are being impacted. This is put forth by Mr. Pecora, who's a resident of Chickahominy and has done a number of projects in town. The idea was discussed at length with the commission. There's a little concern about this being a little limiting in the sense that all the criteria and checks that need to be met to actually use this regulation are very site specific, being corner lots in a particular zone with particular projects, and also the what is the tangential benefit that the town is getting by allowing a reduced setback on these corner lots. The commission did not vote on it. They asked the applicant to either reframe the ask or possibly consider alternative methods to maybe accomplish the same idea or scrap the idea altogether. So that item was not voted on. The next item was 177 Hamilton Ave, 15 Grand Street. That is another 830G, 10-unit set aside. This is the second time the commission has heard it. The applicant was trying to address comments from DPW and sewer and traffic, as well as the commission. There were some outstanding issues that were raised by interrelated departments, and so the applicant decided correctly, I think, to work with those department comments and come back to a later meeting to address. The next item was Tyler Mitchell, property on Burying Hill Road, 45 Burying Hill, to build a pool house and pool on a property. Happens to be on a scenic road. This has been before the commission a few times now. The big issue is the impact this pool house will have on the scenic road designation and the scenic character of Burying Hill. The commission and the applicant have come to their final design, so to speak, and the commission closed the application but did not vote last night. When they got to the deliberation part, they decided they wanted to think about the motion, and that will be taken up at another meeting. The next application was 420 Field Point Road, which is known as the Henkelman Homestead Inn, former property. This is a new property owner who's seeking to renovate and reuse the property as an inn and restaurant. A lot of neighbor input about the length of time and the ownership structure of the inn as it's going to be proposed, which is sort of a timeshare, long-term stay for the hospitality suites, and also this concept of whether this non-conforming use, because it is a residential zone down there, is in fact represented as an expansion or intensification. The commission can consider intensifications of uses that are non-conforming but cannot approve expansions. So there was a lot of thought being put on the record by the commission and residents about what this project actually represents. The commission asked the applicant to leave the item open in order to, again, look at the site, look at the facts, seek some more input from town council, and come back to the next meeting. Number 11 is 24 Homestead Lane. That is a two-family that's being proposed in the Pembroke area of town. The applicant has a similar project next door at 26. That application was approved. And then the last two applications were pre-apps. One is a renovation concept for 280 Railroad Ave. If everyone knows where Bellinona is on Railroad, this is that building. New owner renovating the property to advertise it to new tenants, mostly office. And the other was a pre-app for a small addition to the pool house at the club, the Tamarack Club, for sort of an outdoor bar amenity that's next to the poolside patio.
All right. Wow. How long was the meeting last night, Pat?
It was an 8-hour one. We were there almost, we were like 2 minutes shy of midnight.
Oh, so. My goodness. Well, I appreciate you calling in early morning after that. What do you got for next meeting then?
A lot of these are coming back over again. So for right now, we're going to have to look at what the current slate is and see how many of these are ready to go for the meeting on the 21st and what possibly would have to be pushed off to a later date. I know people are very interested in Exit 5, the Shake Shack proposal that has been filed. At this time, I don't know if that will be on the 21st or not. There's a lot of applications that we need to address that have a shorter timeline than that, and also just whether or not the applicant is fully prepared to go forward with the application as they've currently constructed it. So that is sort of the big hitters there.
Wow. All right. Well, Pat, rest up and make sure that that laptop's really charged.
Will do. Thank you, Tony.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Pat LaRoe, the Director of Planning and Zoning for the